Last year, Washington voters said no to a measure to require labels on genetically modified foods. Now the battle for GMO labeling has moved south to Oregon. Voters there will decide the fate of Measure 92. Liam Moriarty is a reporter for Jefferson Public Radio in Ashland, Oregon. He says GMO labeling advocates changed their campaign tactics after they lost here in Washington. He told Ross Reynolds one of the first things they did was to massage the message.
Kind of a post-mortem critique that was made of the I-522 campaign is that they concentrated very heavily on consumers' right to know what's in their food argument, but didn't really explain why people should be concerned about GMOs in the first place. And they've been doing more of that here. You know, the science is complex, and both sides tend to shy a little away from, you know, whether GMOs are good or not, because it quickly gets into scientific debate areas that make things very messy in terms of a political campaign. Also, the FDA is considering whether to approve the first genetically modified animal for human consumption. There's a GMO salmon that is under consideration right now, so they've been raising that as well, which a lot of people who are not comfortable with the notion of, you know, do I want to eat a genetically modified fish? So they've been raising more of those issues in this campaign than I think were raised in Washington, and they're hoping that that has more of an effect.
And Liam, what are the major arguments against voting in favor of labeling genetically engineered food?
Well, again, the No campaign is using exactly the talking points that they used during the I-522 campaign last year in Washington. In fact, Dana Bieber, who was the sort of lead spokesperson, the face and voice of No on 522 campaign last year, is fulfilling the same function in the No on Measure 92 campaign in Oregon. So you're hearing pretty much exactly the same sort of objections. They say it's going to hurt farmers, it's going to be expensive, it's going to raise food prices, and that it's not necessary because there's absolutely nothing wrong with genetically modified foods.
Now, as you mentioned, this measure was here in Washington State. It lost, but it was really close, 51-49%. What's the polling saying about what's going on with the measure in Oregon?
The concept of knowing what's in your food is a popular one with consumers. And so when it first came on, it was polling 2-1 in favor, much as it was in Washington. And since the campaign has ground on and there's been a flood of No advertisement, that's raised a lot of questions, and so it's gotten a lot closer. There is a recent poll, I believe an Elway poll, that actually shows the measure getting 42% support to 48% opposition. The Yes on 92 folks contest that. They say that's not in line with the other polling that they're seeing, and they think that poll was oversampled older adults who are more likely to not be in favor of the measure. So they're not that concerned about it. But I think it's fair to say that it has a narrowing margin of support, and at this point, it's pretty much a toss-up.
How's the funding on this? When you take a look at what each campaign has raised, what do we see?
We've had a chance to see this in Washington last year and California the year before that. And, you know, it follows much the same pattern. The industry comes in with massive megabucks, and the Yes folks have been able to raise money fairly successfully. They've raised a little over $7 million so far, and a lot of it's come from individual folks, but even their corporate support is running about 40% of the total. The money has been really pouring into the No campaign. I mean, it's going up by millions almost as you look at it. They're currently at almost $19 million for the No On campaign. So it's following the typical pattern of these campaigns where the industry rolls out the big bucks. I mean, this is an interesting stat to me. Out of the nearly $19 million given to the No campaign, exactly 785 of those dollars have come from individual contributors.
Wait a minute. Say that again. $785 from individual contributors?
Yes.
And the rest of the $19 million from corporate
contributors? Yes. It's effectively 100% out of state, 100% corporate. The other side has about 25% as individual contributions, and about 40% is corporate. And most of it's from out of state. It's still almost 80% from out of state.
I can kick back at you at a certain point. Are we seeing the amount of money raised from out of state to oppose this labeling of genetically engineered food an issue in and of itself?
You know, certainly the Yes campaign tries to make it so, and certainly it's distasteful to a lot of people. But I think I don't know that most people it matters that much. And I don't know if your average voter is going to vote in response to that flood of out-of-state corporate cash. The appeals that the No campaign has been hitting very heavily on, the airwaves have been just flooded. I've been getting bales of printed material in my mailbox every day from the No campaign. And it's hitting on, it's going to cost you more money. It's going to be hard on farmers who have it hard already, and it's totally unnecessary. And I think for your average voter who probably is not that up to speed on GMOs and is not, and while they like the idea of knowing what's in their food, they're not that sure why they should be concerned about GMOs in their food. I'm not sure that the out-of-state flood of corporate cash is going to be a deciding factor for those voters.
Liam Moriarty is a reporter for Jefferson Public Radio in Ashland, Oregon. Oregon's Measure 92 would require labels on genetically modified foods. It's the record on KUOW.